News, I'm Ben Thomas. An affidavit unsealed today shows the FBI obtained a search warrant to seize hundreds of boxes of ballots from election officials in Fulton County, Georgia. It Donahue reports the FBI says it's investigating what it calls deficiencies or defects in the 2020 vote count.
President Trump long claimed the election was stolen. Fulton County Commissioner Rob Pitts says the search warrant shows the accusations are
recycled rumors, lies, untruths, and unproven conspiracy theories.
Among the deficiencies or defects investigators are looking at is Fulton County's admission it does not have scanned images of all the ballots counted.
They've been examined, they've been re-examined, they've been audited, there have been hand counts under microscope. And in every instance, we come up clean.
After the search, agents drove off with trucks loaded with hundreds of cartons of election materials. I'm Ed Donahue.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says after a conversation with President Trump's Border Czar and Chief of Staff, he believes the federal immigration crackdown in his state could end soon. The FBI has released surveillance images of a person outside Nancy Guthrie's front door the night she went missing. Julie Walker has more.
A person wearing a full head mask, jacket, backpack, and gloves. Authorities searching for the mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. FBI Director Kash Patel posting the images on X, saying the video was recovered from residual data located in back-end systems. He says the images show an armed individual appearing to have tampered with the camera at Nancy Guthrie's front door the morning of her disappearance. On Monday, Savannah Guthrie took to Instagram to plead for the public's help.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
The 84-year-old was last seen January 31st when a family member dropped her at home. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Buddhist monks completing a peace march. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
People from across the country have traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet the monks who've walked for 15 weeks to reach the nation's capital. Hoi Young from Green Bay, Wisconsin, says she came to see the monks to help deal with tremendous grief.
I have gone through so much in my life. I have lost 5 siblings, my own son, and my parents. And I'm here to hope that I will learn some technique so that I can apply that to myself. When I follow them and learn from them, it helped me heal each day.
Marlee Light from Minneapolis, Minnesota, says she started following the monks' messages to cope with the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis.
People say that I've been watching, they say you get so emotional, and that's what I would say.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.